listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The signal you are receiving is coming from deep inside of FEMA Region 1, well within the battle lines of the municipal corporation known as the Commonwealth of Taxachusetts, radiating out to the darkest corners of Al Gore's internet from our secret broadcast bunker, cleverly disguised as a middle-class living room. This is Red Pill Politics. Peeps, good to have you on board. Thank you for having me into your computer tonight. Might you find be hanging out on a Saturday night with all y'all. Yeah, we've been kicking around a few different things. Our last caller brought up the CDC. Those cast of characters. Yeah, the FDA, all those alphabetters. Yeah, the FDA, they were in the news this week, weren't they? Sure were. They had some new orders for you serfs. Yeah, they did. They said, good for you, fear not, because the vaccine is now approved. Full approval. Oh, yeah. We got full approval. You don't have to be bashful now and you know, we've anointed it, and it's, you know, we can begin mandating the living shit right out of this now. You know, and who does the research and the investigation into this? It's not the FDA. No, they typically outsource that largely to NIH, National Institutes of Health. So, yeah, if you want to know really what's going on, because that was two pages of technobabble that came out from the FDA, and after I read it, and reread it, a couple of times, it appears that this thing they've been calling a vaccine that they've had for several months, that they've been forcing on adults, that they've been pushing on children now, even though in our state here in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, not one child has died of COVID. Right? It makes it technically illegal under emergency use authorization to give that to a child, but they're doing it. So, yeah, we now have, this is not an approved vaccine. Everyone initially said, oh, good, this thing is now approved. Well, no, it's still, it was a bunch of technobabble and wordsmithing. It still is being delivered under emergency use authorization. All right, and that kind of implies that there's an emergency. All right, and the emergency has been rescinded in the state. I don't think any of our state governors had actual authority to do that, because typically, something you would see in a valid emergency, and I emphasize the word valid, you would see widespread disruption of public services of some sort. And that did not happen. You'd be able to quantify it. You'd be able to look, there is the hazard. I've identified it. But yet they're having a hard time actually finding an isolate from a person who has died of COVID. Just COVID. This is what killed him, and this is it, and this is the virus, and this is exactly it. They've not been able to produce that yet. That's odd. So, you know, why are these odd things happening? I don't know. One of the people you might want to ask is a nurse. All right, it was basic run-of-the-mill nurse, no claim to fame other than she's an RN, and somehow wound up appointed as the department, the head of the Department of Bioethics for NIH. Oh, and she was married to Anthony Fauci, too, the universe's most famous doctor. How's that for a kick right in the pants? Is it starting to make sense now? Just how arrogant they are? They are insulting your intelligence. This is beyond bad policy that you get angry about. They have resorted to tyranny in your face, and they insult your intelligence with every opportunity. So yeah, they threw a little technobabble out there, a little wordsmithing, got the prostitutes all wound up for them, and you got a whole country now thinks that this thing's been approved, and it has not. Even more peculiar is what they seem to have actually approved is something that has a whole new name, and they claim has no notable or significant perceivable difference between the current vaccine. You cannot look at this and not leave thinking, knowing that everything that they do is a desperate scramble to shed liability. They really don't care about you, your health, your children, your economies. They don't care about your home, your car, your mortgages, your the elderly parent you're caring for. They don't care. They don't care. They just got to get you to follow orders, continue paying your taxes. All right, just obey and pay your taxes, really, is all they're asking, right? And this is where I should come in and remind you that there can be peace in slavery. There can be a degree of peace if you just behave yourself. I don't know, I'm getting all wound up. I think I'm going to have to pull in our next caller. Actually is from Canada, and I was hoping to get some calls from Canada to see how the peeps were doing there. James, can you hear me? Oh, lost James. All right, let's bring up next one then. If we get James back, we'll pop him back in there. Who we got next? All right, Dave in Michigan. Good to hear you, brother. How's things going here in Michigan?
Dave, it's probably going about the same as it is there in the commie-wealth of Taxatouchets. I got some close friends there, and I have an assembly mate, an old gal. She's forming and trying to get an assembly form there. You know, I got to tell you, a lot of your callers, the same callers, they call in with the same complaints. And I appreciate your platform. I do listen pretty much every week. I don't think I've missed any of your shows since you started. And I do appreciate your intro. I love it. I laugh, and I love your music choices, and I love your politics. I think you are one of us. And I spoke with you a few weeks back, and we talked about our national-assembly.net. You said someone approached you about it. I don't know if you've had a chance to look at it, but I got to tell you and the listeners, nobody's going to do this on their own and get us out of this insanity that we're in. If we don't assemble and become we the people, it's over. I mean, it is over. We are looking down into the precipice, and only we the people, this thing can only be done by the people, for the people, of the people. And I know you agree with me, and I don't know anybody else that's doing what we're doing. And you know what, we're making progress here. We've got We've got, you know, we was just Michigan alone for 10 years. Now, then one of our guys left the welfare state of tax of Michigan, and he went to Alaska. And guess what? He's got Alaska done what Michigan did. And now, in the he's had that done for about, oh, I don't know, 3 months now. And since then, we've got 9 states that are almost done, and we'll have 9 of us all standing together. And I know we're going to have, we got close to 30 states on average coming on our calls every week trying to do what Michigan and Alaska have done now.
Yeah. Well, you know, I look at the predicament we're in, and, you know, I kind of envision the tyranny we're seeing right from our own government here locally, and I try to make this little adjustment between what we're dealing with right now and what our founders, the pioneers of this country, those that secured our liberty, what they were facing. You know, so our government today is basically the British. And what happened? What did the people do? What were those early things that the people did? They were living under tyranny. They wanted to get out from under tyranny. What did they do that was that put them on the right path? That was the spark. And it was, it really started is about as local as you can get. You know, and it was talking, literally people talking to one another. And they met in taverns, they met in the back of cornfields. You know, these discussions of liberty started there. The committees of correspondence, as things blossomed and grew, you know, it was that, you know, I hesitate to say the internet of the time, because what is, I think, starting to gain the most traction is where that is happening again. I mean, the internet being what it is, I mean, it's unavoidable, it seems. So, you know, yeah, there's some interaction that takes place there, usually, at some degree. But the real meat and potatoes is when these people are getting together. All right, and then they...
Exactly right.
And that's a lot of the guests, you know, even the ones that you mentioned that call in, most of them actually agree that the solution is going to be one that comes from the ground up, from a we the people up. So, you know, I think they're already kind of, they're on the right side of the tug of war rope, you know. And then, you know, we do have to start coming together in our messaging. And even if there those of you are not able to get on board with the formalities of what you're doing, there's no reason that we can't be teammates in fighting the same philosophical enemies here. You know, and that's where I was going to actually expound on. I'll use this opportunity now, actually, is a comparison that I see it, with the infighting. I mean, people are edgy coming into this as it is. And some people are anti-vaxxers and come in from that movement. Other people are, you know, against the mask mandates and are in for that. Others, it's CRT in the school, whatever. Now all these parents and people are bumping heads. And rather than realizing they're fighting the same enemy, not sit there and pick and scabs all day long. Because if you continuously look for a problem in whoever you're working with, you're going to find it. You know, as much as you and I might agree on stuff, if we got forced to live in a room together for a month, we'd find things about each other we didn't like, right? Well, we've got to stop that philosophy when we get together for the purposes of fighting for liberty and freedom. We got to block, put blinders on, leave that baggage at the door, and remember what we're fighting. But we got to come down on messaging, on the tactics, and how we achieve what we need to do. That requires planning. Revolutions require planning. You know, that's the difference between a revolt and a revolution, is revolutions are funded, they're well planned, they're organized, everyone's on board, you know? What do you think?
No, I agree. And I just came, my wife and I just drove 3 hours home, 3 hours this morning. We drove out at 6 a.m. To meet on the other side of the state. We had a state education meeting. We call it Train the Trainer. So our founding members of our assembly are training those of us that are going to be training our county assemblies. And we were there, you know, pretty much all day. We worked through lunch. And, yeah. We got a lot accomplished. And, we drove 3 hours home. We just got home a little bit ago. We drove about 250 miles today. So, and we do that twice a month. We meet weekly on the phone with a state call. We meet monthly with a territory call for the unsettled counties. And we meet weekly for the national call, all the states that, want to learn what we've done here in Michigan.
Well, let me dig into this a little bit then, since I got you on the phone. I don't think we got any callers backed up right now, so let's dig into this a little. How is the health of your county government in Michigan?
We don't have a county government. We have a county corporation, like we have a state corporation, like we have a federal corporation,
I understand that, but what you're probably have either already bumped into or will is that different states have different levels of health to their county government, because Agenda 21, as you know, when that came out in 93, Clinton created the first President's Council on Sustainable Development, and their first order of business was to have a regional land use plan in every county of the United States. So that was slipped in through the APA, the American Planning Association. And in the process of doing that, our state is one of them, where they have literally, and Connecticut is another one here in the Northeast, they've decommissioned county government. We don't have county roads, we don't have county commissioners, we don't have county anything. We got county lines, you can see them on a map, but other than that, we don't have a county structure. During the Deval Patrick regime, they took the governor or the county sheriffs and put them almost like a cabinet level underneath the governor at the governor's behest. So we're a hot mess here in terms of just jurisdictional areas. That constitutional boundary really only exists on paper right now. So that's why I was asking, is Michigan, and do you have county roads? Do you have a county sheriff that's independent? Things like that.
Yeah, we still have those structures here in Michigan. And you're the first person that I've heard that from. And that was a slip of the tongue. You're the first man that I've spoken with about that. Nobody's told me that before. Not that I talk to all the states, but, we do talk a lot. We have an after call, after our business call and our training on the National Assembly level.
That's why I say fairly frequently that we're like a little crystal ball here with a petri dish for this stuff. So other states, let's put it this way, if you have county government, you got county roads, county commissions, county sheriffs, you got that county stuff and is recognized. Right. And you have standing parallel to it regional planning commissions, then they're in the process of the takeover. Because what they'll do is what they did here, and they did it down in Connecticut too, is they first go out in big marketing campaign, and they will convince everyone how corrupt and expensive county government is, and then they usher it out in themselves in. Hey, stay with us. We'll finish this up after the break. Everybody, you are listening to Red Pill Politics, and this is Republic Broadcasting Network.
could that be time away, then, bro? Well, you might not sing a bit like Elvis. Well, a good could make you shake your...
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
And sorrow. I've seen trouble all my days. I bid farewell to old.
And we are back. Thanks for staying with us, folks. It is another beautiful Saturday, and it is nice fun to have all you all on board. Here we're going to finish up our discussion about county government. And that's right, county government. It's not the same everywhere. And I bumped into this a few times, and you know, this is not the first. All right, I've had several organizations who have approached me, and you know, on something not the same but similar, you know, ground up patriotic type of movement. And when they bump into the fact that we don't have county government, that almost always throws them a curveball. And even vaccine experts, and it was very strange to hear this, actually. But someone who was a nationally world-renowned vaccine expert, been studying it for years, you know, we had a pre-interview discussion, and I finally asked her, I said, what's the solution? You know, if I had gave you 2 minutes to tell people what needed to be done, what would, and she immediately says, you're going to go to your county government, you got to this, and you got to send this to your sheriff, and I just, wait a minute, hold on, some of those things don't exist, and the ones that do are neutered babysitters at the jail. So a lot of the solutions tend to include county government. So that being said, is there an element of what you're proposing that includes getting patriots in those county sheriff seats? Because I got to tell you, as someone who really appreciates the Second Amendment and has seen gun control attacks like constantly, when you have a sheriff that stands up in a state after all of their state government has come unglued and said, we got to take your guns and protect you from yourselves, you have a county sheriff that stands up and says, I'm not doing that in my county. No, we're not going to disarm the people. It's like angels from heaven singing, you know. Is there an element of putting patriots in these important seats? Because I think county government's going to probably play some kind of a role, because it is a constitutional layer of government, right?
Absolutely. We are, you know, we're not only assembling our states, we're assembling our counties. And when we have this job accomplished, you know, the assembly will tell these governments, they will be lawful governments when we're through. And if they aren't, then yes, we will take those over and put our own people in those positions, in the lawful government positions. So, yeah, that's exactly what we're doing here.
You know what I'd like to see in Massachusetts is so far gone, anyone that would try to run, I think, individually for sheriff would, you know, probably not even be a blip on the screen. They would be dismissive. I would say that if you could put forward a slate, we got 14 counties here, a slate of 14 challengers who all have the same exact platform, which is to run as a constitutional sheriff, and see if it can become a movement, because you can't ignore that. It's not just a blip on the screen. It's now 14 candidates band together to take their sheriff seat back and run things a little different. We got to do something here on our end. We are completely overwhelmed. The Regional Planning Commission has an evil twin called the Councils of Government. And they are, there's a lot of overlap, and then what one didn't gobble up, the other did. And our local municipalities are getting steamrolled. They don't know what the heck's hitting them. But yeah, it's an absolute mess. And right now, though, I mean, you know, and I, again, I'm familiar with many of the aspects of this. I'm not going to say that I'm intimately familiar with everything that you're doing, but I got a very good idea. You know, that takes time, as you know. Organizing anything, getting people's attention, you know, sometimes you got the wrong message and it's a turnoff. Other times it's the right message and you just got to be persistent. You know, persistence pays off in the end. But do we have the luxury of time? We're at a point right now where we're in our state. If you're a state employee, if you're a public school, hospital staff, they're all being mandated to get this vaccine, which is not really approved. It's still under emergency use, and it fails to meet muster under their own performance standards there. But none of the law, none of the Constitution, nothing matters to them. They're pressing forward, and it looks like they're going to make us get vaccinated. So I'm going to ask you that question. Stay with us. This is just a quick break here. Don't go away, folks. Red Pill Politics and Republic Broadcasting Network.
Last time I saw you, you had tears in your eyes. You lonely man that kept telling you lies. It was hard to do, but it came down to you.
are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Kosher-tify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
For over 20 years now, Extendabite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendabite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendabite a try. Extendabite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendabite.
Back in the saddle again, folks. We are revving and raring to go. If you would like to keep touch with Red Pill Politics, get a few snarky emails from me every now and again, keep up to date on what's going on, where we might be doing a live appearance, things and stuff like that, all you got to do is, real easy, send an email, redpillpoliticsshow@gmail.com. And just say howdy, throw me on your list, and I'll do exactly that. I will not share your email. I don't sell emails and personal information. This is just so I can help share with you what's going on in the Red Pill Politics world. Pretty darn simple, right? Also, check out the new TLBTalk.com platform. As you know, Republic Broadcasting Network It's got a presence on there. Red Pill Politics got a presence on there. And it's uncensored free speech the way it should be. Gonna love it. Gonna love it. Check it out. And, yeah, we left off. We were talking with Dave from Michigan. And we were talking about the health of the counties and how that's different from one state to another. But it's an important difference because this is a constitutional layer of government. My question, I ain't going to let you off the hook here, Dave. That's a grand effort, as you know. And I've been involved in many large-scale, organized, you know, grassroots type of things. And I've got a great appreciation for what it takes to develop something like that and more so have it have longevity. So I appreciate the fact that this is it's valid and it's going to take some time. My question is, do we have that? Is that fall in the window of time you think that we have? Because I think crunch time is on. I mean, they're coming at us, trying to force vaccinate us right now, and they're trying to get us to buy into these vaccine passports and vaccine cards right now.
Well, yeah, you're exactly right. We are running out of time. I don't know if we have enough time to get this done, but you know, everything is theater, and they don't have any jurisdiction or authority over us. And again, it's all theater, and it's all lies and deceit. You know, this as you said, all they did was extended the emergency use clause, and again, there is no emergency, so they can't even use it because it's only for an emergency, and it isn't an emergency. And what I've seen, I mean, I'm legally blind. I didn't read those documents, but a dear friend of mine has a radio show, and he read those documents. And what my take on it is, all they did was approve an application for that company, Bio, whatever they are, Genentech or something out of Germany, to start making this new vaccine that, you know, isn't even made yet. Right? It's a brand new vaccine. With it, they got a name, but they aren't even making it yet. So that's what I got out of it. Yeah. And the roundtable that I was on, right? So, and then all these experts that are patriots, they got radio shows, they all seem to think that this thing got approved, you know, this the Pfizer vaccine got approved. And it didn't, you know?
No.
It's ridiculous. But I got to tell you, we use the Founders Monument as a tool in our assembly to, you know, to wake people up. I just learned about the Founders Monument from our assembly a couple of years ago. I wasn't taught anything about that in school.
Now, one of the users in the text chat asked if you thought we should have like a second, like a Declaration of Independence 2.0.
We have that exactly.
But what's wrong with the reiteration of the one we had? I thought that one was actually pretty slick.
Well, it is. But yeah, we came up with a new one, and, you know, that one worked back then, and now we got one for now. So go to our website, national-assembly.net. That's national-assembly.net. Get yourself a username and a password. Join us. We have our own private servers. You know, we are private at the moment, and we do read a Bivens decision, you know, looking for agents to announce themselves if they're on our calls. We want agents on our calls, but we want to know they're there, and we want to teach them what we're doing, and so they can join us. But that Founders Monument, have you seen the documentary by Kirk Cameron on that Founders Monument?
I don't think I did.
You need to check that out. It's a YouTube. It's 14 minutes long. Founders Monument. Kirk Cameron is the producer. Him and another guy. I can't remember his name, but it's pretty powerful. And, you know, that Founders Monument, that is the largest monument in ever made in history. It's 20 tons of granite, and it's incredible. and it's right there in your town of Plymouth. Well, Plymouth Rock, it's up in a subdivision somewhere, but they planned that thing. They started planning that in 1820, and it took them 70 years, and they got it done. It took 30 years to build it. Well, 30 years to plan it and 40 years to build it. And this thing is incredible. And I don't know if you've ever been there, but it's right there, hidden in a subdivision, back behind a subdivision up there in Massachusetts. And
it wouldn't surprise me. There are all kinds of amazing things hidden all across the countryside that I've come to discover over, you know, my years out there. So it wouldn't surprise me one bit. There's a lot of things right under our nose that we fail to appreciate.
Yeah. Hidden in plain sight, right?
Right. Yeah. So, I mean,
I love what you're doing, Dave, and I think you need to check us out and give it a real good look, and then start sharing us because we need patriots that are like-minded. We're looking for the remnant. You know, folks that are already awake, that and they care about their prodigy, you know, their futures, their grandchildren that aren't even may not even be here yet. But
right.
if we don't stop this insanity, no one else is gonna.
Oh, I know it's getting crazy out there. It really is, and it's at the point now where everyone had this false hope, you know, the hopium we all hear about.
Yeah.
Right up to the end where it's almost, you know, too late to resist. Like I always said, a fish bites hardest when you get it reeled up near the boat, you know, and that's where we're at. We're reeled up near the boat, and you it's civil disobedience. That's really the only choice left for us to make right now, and we've got to do it in large enough numbers so that they can't, it becomes unenforceable. You know what I mean? So I've been advocating for those nurses, those state workers, the teachers. There's none of those institutions, you know, the police. They would just implode. They could not, you couldn't replace skilled nursing in a hospital. And I'm hearing from nurses, and they got valid reasons. But, I mean, right up front, the most important is no one has the right to inject you with anything. Your body's your first piece of property. And that can never be violated. That's a right you assert to the bitter end, period. But
absolutely.
If you want to wallow into the weeds and into details, we've now, I've heard from a number of nurses who are either pregnant and don't want to take anything other than vitamins, and women that want to be pregnant and don't want to really take anything other than, you know, vitamins and eat good. In those that are on fertility drugs, you know, that who knows what horrible things could happen. And they got valid reasons right up front, actual, tangible, identifiable, valid reasons for not taking that vaccine consciously, not deciding not to take it. So they got, they should be out there, the tip of the spear, because I'm afraid that if all of the government workers, the hospitals, and I talked to a nurse friend of mine who said, and I want to make sure not to misrepresent this statistic, it was like 92.3% of the staff, you know, of everyone employed inside that hospital, it was like 92.3% were vaccinated.
Oh, my God.
All right, that could be in sectors. You got to keep in mind that the nurses, for example, might be a group, a subgroup that are by and large not vaccinated. You know, that could be every patient in there. Okay, they're already in there and they're sick. If they give them a shot and they have a bad reaction, it's just going to blend in with all the other health problems they're already in there for, right? So that could
absolutely.
Be part of that statistic. The guys, the porters, the ones that are janitors and servicemen and things like that, that could
right.
all be little mandates that come down. But nonetheless, if they acquiesce, our path is going to be more difficult. And if they stand and we stand with them, that kind of blazes a trail for us.
We have to stand together. They have to stand with us. We have to stand with them. And, you know, you and I both know that, you know, it can, it will, and it is. It's killing people. I believe COVID is the shot. There is no COVID. You know, there's some cold or a flu. I don't know. It just blows me away. You know, somebody gets a cold and they, oh, my God, I think I might have COVID. I better go get tested. You know, the insanity.
Full panic mode.
It's mind-boggling. It really is. It's funny, but it's sad. It's scary. It's so funny, you know.
Some people, but they scare themselves. It's like I said, in watching people in Walmart, I could not believe it. They literally went, and I watched the evolution over a few weeks where, you know, I was in there and there was maybe one person who had a mask on. And then over a two-week period, all of a sudden, man, they ramped it up on TV. It was everywhere. Scary pictures of all kinds. It was nasty. And then all the masks went on, and I'm looking at people, looking at each other, and, man, what a huge psychological experiment Walmart was for a while. It was amazing to see
Walmart,
how the human beings
I live in a rural community, and the day, I'll never forget the day they put the signs up, my son and I were going to Tractor Supply, and my son said, Dad, there's people passing us in their cars, and they're by themselves, and they're wearing masks. And we laughed. We laughed just like that. And we pulled up to the Tractor Supply, and the parking lot was jammed. I never seen that many people there. It was jam-packed. And there was a sign when we walked up to the door, masks are required. And my son works retail. He don't want no hassle. And I said, look, a requirement is a request. It's not a rule or a law or, you know, so they can't force us. And he goes, I don't want to go in. I said, well, let's wait a minute and see what happens with these other people going in, you know. Other people walked up. They walked in without masks on. I said, we're going in. We go in, and a gal rushes the door, you know, with a basket full of masks. She says, I'm sorry, sir, you can't come in without a mask on. I said, ma'am, I'm not a bandit. I don't wear a mask. Y'all are bandits. You can prove that to us. You can wear masks. Mm. I don't mind that. But I'm not putting a mask on. She said, sir, the only way you can come in without a mask is if you have an exemption. And I put a big old smile on my face. I said, guess what? And she turned around and walked away. My son said, I was the only person in that store not wearing a mask.
Yeah, I've done that since day one here myself. I trained them pretty good. You know, the first few times they asked, and in some cases that they're ordered to ask every time. But I just said I don't wear one for health reasons. And I don't break stride. I don't make eye contact. I just keep right on marching. So, but, you know, it gets tougher in the urban areas. I'll tell you that. It's different in the countryside than it is in the cities. People really do scare the hell out of each other. So much.
Yeah, it's crazy. But, you know, to see these farmers, you know, these big old strapping farmers men, you know, wearing a mask and cowering down and looking at me like, oh, what's wrong with you? You know, don't you care about society? And I'm like, what is wrong with you people? Are you that dumbed down?
They don't realize that, and I've, I guess I've been on the crappy end of a couple of jobs where, as a kid, I used to put in a lot of hay, all right? Mm-hmm. I've been up in the top of some pretty hot barns in my day, and I'll tell you, I would not be able to do it with a mask on. Just couldn't do it. Asphalt. There's times in the summer where it is so darn hot out there, and if you're working on asphalt, and as hot as it is, if you're really working hard, you cannot wear a mask. You really can't. Unless you're actively using a piece of equipment that's kicking up dust, and, you know, that being the exception. I'm not an idiot here, but it's not something you can wear all day. You wear it when you need to, you take it off when you don't.
Exactly. And again, you know, oh, put on five masks. Put on five pairs of underwear and see if it's going to protect you from a fart.
Yeah, well, it's the same path as a vaccine, you know. Here, have this vaccine. Oops, we'll have this booster every 3 months now. Okay, yeah, right.
Yeah, and look at the money they're making. They got their quarterly reports, and they're making billions more money than they have ever made. It's incredible. And yet, you know, nobody's paying for the shot.
Yeah. Oh, you know what else has done good? Those guys got a new drug out for blood clots that seems to be doing well. Oh, and, you know, I saw Alex Jones was teeing off on something the other day. What the heck was it called? Some chicken disease. And boy, I'll tell you, I was thinking this already before he even brought up this chicken example, which is appears to be valid. But it's a vaccination that they were given to production meat. All right?
Wow. And yeah,
we got a break coming up. We'll finish that up after the break. You're listening to Red Pill Politics. This is the Public Broadcasting Network, republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
We're honing in on the final minutes of the show. Fred from Michigan, I'm not so sure about that governor of yours out there, but anyways, what's that website of yours again? Let's get that website out. We're going to have to power down and close up the old broadcast bunker here soon. Give us that website again.
I appreciate it, Dave. It's national-assembly.net. National-assembly.net. One more time, national-assembly.net. assembly.net. Oh, am I muted?
No, I think you're still coming through. Gonna hurry up.
Okay,
though.
I just heard the beep. It's national-assembly.net.
Yep.
National-assembly.net. Now, y'all got to listen to libertytreeradio.4mg.com. That's libertytreeradio.4mg.com. Check it out.
Excellent. All right, check in with us once in a while. Say hi to the peeps in Michigan for us. And enjoy the rest of your weekend, brother. Thank you. And
Thank you, man.
You have a good night.
Yeah,
it's been an exciting week. We got vaccines that are not vaccines. You know, make sure you're clear on that. You understand the environment you're in. It was a lot of technobabble. The current thing they're dabbing people with is still under emergency use authorization. They're trying to somehow, you know, just get you to short circuit your head to pop and say that there's this new thing under a whole new name that's what's certified, and it's pretty much the same thing as the old thing, but different. All right, you know, they're just lying on top of their lies, and their asses are all tangled up, and they don't care about you, and it's you that they're injecting. And if you live, great. You know, they've got another vaccine jabbed into somebody. And if you don't, well, they've got someone to treat. Give them some more medication to treat all those horrible symptoms they got from the first vaccine. And I'm afraid it's going to be a train wreck of one after another after another. It'll be like that tumor-filled chicken that Alex Jones was talking about. Anyways, come together, people. Start talking to your neighbors and your friends, having a real discussion. Try to be calm. I know it is pretty tense out there. I get it. But I'm seeing people showing their early signs of panic already. All right, while the lights are on and their bellies are full. All right. I don't know. Love and appreciate you all, folks. Fly your flags high. Keep your powder dry. Love each other out there. We'll see you next week.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site, It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.